You're listening to Radio Esperanza 101.5 KEPJLPFM, La Voz de la Gente. This is Valentina Ines Barrera Ibarra, 13-year-old, reporting from the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center.
I'm here with Jacqueline Corin. My first question is, why are you visiting different cities in the United States, and what is your message that you're trying to share?
Well, after the shooting at my high school in February, I go to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. We really wanted to act immediately because we knew that if we didn't, the media cycle would go on and people would forget about us. And so we decided to create the March for Our Lives on March 24th, and 800,000 people plus showed up in D.C. along with 800 other sibling marches around the world. And it really was a day of action and empowerment and compassion. But we wanted to take that day and kind of harness that energy and create a long-term movement, because it wasn't just a moment. And so we are traveling around the country in order to engage with young people and to build this conversation so it exists and perpetuates in these communities, because it should be something that people are voting on in November for midterms, and it should be something that people are talking about and not just turning their head to, because it affects so many communities around the country. So many people die every year from gun violence, over 13,000, and maybe it hasn't affected your community, but one day you don't know if it will. And so this should be something that everyone worries about constantly and everyone actively tries to change, or else we're going to go nowhere as a country and people are going to keep dying every single day. March for Our Lives is purely and simply trying to about saving lives, and it's not partisan. It shouldn't be a partisan issue to want to save people.
Well, my second question is that why do you think young people need to be aware and be involved in this crisis?
Like I said, you never know when it's going to happen in your community. Parkland was labeled the safest city in Florida for 8 years consecutively, and 17 people died within 6 minutes. And so you can't turn a blind eye to these issues, because the sad truth is that you don't know if it's going to happen in your community next. And it's all about having sympathy as well. In neighborhoods in the south and west side of Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, they experience this issue every single day. And if you don't live in that community, it doesn't bother you when it should, because these are human lives. No matter your background, no matter their background, all people should care about each other and want everyone to exist and not be taken away from a bullet.
I scheduled a walkout at my school once I found out that this happened, and that all my teachers, one of my teachers was saying that I would get penalized if I did it, and that I will get really in trouble, and that my principal, I'll have a sit down with my parents. And I told my mom about this, and she said that she's on board with me if I still do it. And so I was talking to my English teacher, and he was on board. And as soon as I know it, the whole school was outside, mm-hmm. and they asked me to do a speech mm-hmm. for the whole school. And my principal came up to me and said, "May I speak?" And I feel like that was really heartwarming to me. And the reason why I did this was because my family member died of gun violence. And so it really, spoke to me because...
Well, that's incredible. And I'm glad that your school actually participated, because I know especially in Texas, it's sometimes hard because of the way people grow up. They grow up surrounding a gun culture. And honestly, it's going to take a long time to change this issue. It's going to take a generation or even two to kind of shift the culture, because right now our society is a violent society, and we need to take that violence and turn it into love and compassion, because action can only do so much and policy can only do so much, but it's about social change as well. So I applaud every student like you that organizes walkouts, that organizes other events to talk about this issue, especially with people that might disagree with you, because having conversations with people that might disagree with you is the most important step to compromise and to change, because surrounding yourself in an echo chamber just won't do anything. If you preach to the choir, you know, you're only limiting yourself of the abilities and the goals you can accomplish.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
This is Valentina Ines Barrera Ibarra reporting from the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center.